in this week's parasha of Nitzavim. So at the end of the second Aliyah, excuse me, at the end of the third Aliyah, there's a very moving, it's a cryptic, but you could tell something very special. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us. Pasuk says this is in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Chavches 29:28. Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu v'aneinu ad olam la'asos es kol divrei Torah hazos. Literally, again, that which is hidden is for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hanistaros v'aniglos lanu, that which is revealed is for us and for our children ad olam, for all eternity, la'asos es kol divrei Torah hazos, to perform the words of this Torah. So we'll say on a pashat level, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, or Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, is don't get involved. You know, people always like to try to delve into deeper things. Sometimes it's good not to be such a deep person. I always say that it's interesting. Judaism never really had philosophy until really the Rambam. I mean, there were early philosophers, but the Rambam was the first one to codify real philosophy. Why does Judaism not believe in philosophy? And Dr. Buck will be mochel me on this a little bit. Right? Judaism does not believe in philosophy because from a Judaic perspective, philosophy yields what? Philosophy yields more philosophy, right? And more philosophy yields philosophers who could go ahead and yield more philosophy. Hey, so it's interesting, but Judaism is actional. Judaism is actional. So the truth is, we believe that sometimes, actually, again, now the Rambam, obviously the Rambam had a different shita, and the Rambam began this school of Jewish philosophy because he realized that, no, people do need to ponder certain things. But Lemaisa, Judaism is an actional religion. So we'll say sometimes people get caught up in all types of theological complexities. And let me say again, you can spend your life on theological complexities and it gets you absolutely nowhere. So the pasuk says, Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu. So you know what? Don't try to figure God out. Don't try to figure God out. And the truth is, to a certain degree, don't try to figure life out, because you're not going to figure it out. A lot of things in this world, a lot of things about ourselves, a lot of things about our lives, are nistaros. They're nistar. And that's Hashem Elokeinu. Our job? Haniglos lanu ulvaner. Well, so you know what my job is? My job is to learn daf yomi. My job is to do chesed. My job is to give tzedakah. My job is to love other Jews. My job are the nigla. My job are the revealed things. Those are the things I have to focus on in life. The theological crises, the existential crises, you know what? We can leave that to the intellectually. Rest assured, someone's thinking about it. Someone's thinking about it. You don't have to, right? Baruch Hashem. You know, someone else is dealing with it, right? Those who are able to grapple with these things, but for the most of us, haniklos amavanu adalam, lasos es kol diviatos. We'll say, my job, your job, do mitzvos, do chesed, learn Torah, give tzedakah, move your life, move the world along. But there's a beautiful insight by the Sas Emes. I want to read this to you. The Sas Emes writes, he says, hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu, hanistaros l'Hashem, kala ratzon v'hatishuka hapenimis. Says the Sas Emes so beautifully, every single one of us has two parts. We have a nister and we have a nigla. We have a part of us that's hidden and we have a part of us that's revealed. So we'll say the revealed part you see, right? The revealed parts we wear on our sleeves, but there's a nister. There's something hidden that's so deep inside of us. So we'll say sometimes it's so nister, sometimes it's so hidden that I don't even know about it. So each of us has incredible kokos. Each of us has incredible abilities. Each of us ultimately, again, has such a beautiful potential. Each of us has such a deep reservoir of holiness, of kedusha, that we have not yet even begun to tap. And it's not just each of us. Meaning, we'll say, when we view the other, sometimes we look at people and we pass judgment on them because all we see is the nigla. All we see is the revealed part. But every single Jew has such a magnificent nistar. Every single Jew has such a beautiful hidden dimension that often we ourselves are unaware of. I don't know my nistar. Of course, I don't know your nistar, but I don't even know my own nistar. I don't even know the own parts of my hidden identity that I have. And therefore the pasuk says, you know what's amazing? Hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. The Ribono Shel Olam knows my nister. The Ribono Shel Olam knows the hidden parts of me. Even though v'haniklos lanu ulavaneinu ad olam. Even though what? Even though we often only see, our families only see, our friends only see the nigla, the revealed part of me. Rabbi said, what's our job in life? La'asos es kol divrei Torah zos. If we tap into our ruchnius, if we tap into spirituality, if we tap into avodas Hashem, that's how we begin to make our nister, to make our hidden parts our nigla. I thought this is a beautiful yisod going into Yamim Noram. We'll speak more about Rosh Hashanah, Mir Tashem on Sunday. But you know, as you go into Rosh Hashanah, there are many people who walk around with a very skewed view of the Yamim Noram. and they think that the goal of the Yamim Noraim is to be quaking in fear, and mamish bent over, and the more miserable you look, the frumer you are, and the more you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to strike you down because you're horrible, that shows real Yira Shamayim. We'll say, that might be clinical depression. I don't know that it's, I don't know that it's frumkeit. Right? We'll say, the goal of going into Yamim Noraim is to be besimcha. To be happy. Why? Because Ribono Shel Olam, I know my mistakes. I know my shortcomings. I know my shortfalls. I'm not fooling anyone that I'm perfect. I'm far from it. But at the end of the day, I also know that I have a nister. I know that there's something beautiful inside of me that is waiting to come out. I know that what happens is that there are turbulent waters of spirituality, good turbulent waters, strong waters that are dammed up. And if you could just help me break down the dam, I know those waters will come rushing forward. I know how much I can give. I know how much I can be. I know how much I could accomplish. But I also know that for some reason, I haven't been able to access it. I've built all of my walls around it for whatever the reason. It's nistar. All I see right now is the nigla. All I see in the mirror is the nigla. But if you help me find my nistar, if we could partner together to break down that dam, to access that reservoir of holiness, I have no doubt that I'll be successful in the year to come. So we should be zochem yirtz Hashem. As we go into this last Shabbos of the year, we should be zochem yirtz Hashem to find our nistar, to find the hidden part of our neshamas, to access it. We should be zochem yirtz Hashem to have a year of making our nistar into our nigla, of making that which is hidden into the revealed. And in that zuchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us on this last Shabbos, his orus, an awakening, and that awakening ultimately should pave the way for a ksiva v'chasima tova. Amen.